Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Got a lot to do here, folks. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and you're listening to my show. I'm glad you're here. So, folks, as you may know, every week I take a segment or two and talk about things that are on my mind. And for the previous 2 weeks, I've been talking about what I call revealing financial mysteries, the five financial mysteries. And up to now, I've revealed one, two, and three. Today, I'm going to reveal to you financial mysteries four and five. The other mysteries were about the relationship between cash, accounting, and profit. This one is a variation on that theme. My goal is to help you avoid being part of the business failure statistics, the companies that fail because they don't understand financial management. And so, if you missed the first two, you can go back and listen to the archives and the show. They're right there on the website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can read the articles about them too. So, financial mystery number four is: you can get squeezed between vendors and customers. Vendors and customers are the prime entities you deal with financially every day your business is open. Understanding your relationship between these two, literally between, because your business is in the middle, is the key to cash flow management. The way to avoid getting squeezed is by managing your accounts receivable days, AR days, and your accounts payable days, AP days, and the relationship between the two. All right, here's a warning. I'm going to get a little bit mathy on you, but it's not difficult if you have current records. So AR days is the time it takes to collect from customers for sales you made to them on credit. 30 days, 20 days, 45 days, 90 days, whatever time it takes you to collect. That's your AR days. So to get that, to find out what that number is, you need that number. It's a number. You divide your accounts receivable total on your balance sheet. You do have a balance sheet, right? By the total sales revenue from your P&L. You do have a P&L, right? Then you multiply that by 365. So that gives you your days receivable. How many days it takes you to collect money from your customers on credit. So let's say that you wind up with 38 days receivable. That's how long it takes you, an average of 38 days to collect your money. So now we calculate the AP days, accounts payable days, and that's the time you take to pay your vendors. So you divide your AP number on your balance sheet. You do have a balance sheet, right? Your accounts payable on your balance sheet into your cost of goods sold, what it costs you to produce the things that you sell. You divide that and for that period, then you divide it by 365, not multiply like AR days. You divide by 365, and that gives you your days payable. So let's say that's 28 days, and this is a pretty good example. This is pretty consistent with what really happens. Your days payable, your days receivable, are almost always going to be longer than your days payable. For some reason, it just works out that way. You pay your people quicker than you convince your customers to pay you. So let's say your days receivables are 38 days. That takes you that long to collect your money. But you pay your vendors in 28 days. That means you're without cash for 10 days. You've got to find a way to bridge that. That 10 days is the magic number every business owner should know about their business. You need to know how much time you have between when you collect your average sale revenue and when you pay your average vendor. Your company could very well be profitable. It could be growing. But in this case, if your days payable to receivable is 10 days, then for a third of the month, you could be out of cash unless you have credit or you've kept working capital, you've kept retained earnings in your business. So now that this is revealed to you that you need to know what that date, what that number is, the difference between AR days and AP days, here's how you can make that cash shortfall compress, how it could go away. You could take 4 days longer to pay your vendors. You could collect money 4 days sooner from your customers, and you could retain earnings that would help you for 2 days, to cover 2 days. Now your cash shortfall goes away. But you can't do that if you don't know what the number is. You have to know what your number is. So, folks, that's very important. Financial mystery number five, the next one. Profit is the queen of business, but cash is the emperor. Does this sound like having cash is more important than making a profit? Well, it is, sort of. It's always important to make a profit. It's the protein of your business. It's the protein your business needs to become strong and muscular so you can work through periodic unprofitability times that befall all of us, every venture. But even a profitable business will be out of business if it goes too many days without cash. This is back to the days receivable, days payable. You can make a profit, but you'll still be out of business if you don't have cash. The most intense, anxious, and anguishing moments of your career as a small business owner won't be when you don't make a profit. It'll be when you're out of cash, when you might have a challenge making payroll, when you're overdrawn at the bank, when you can't pay a bill, when you can't write a check for a COD. That's more anguishing than not making a profit. So you manage your business for profitability, but you operate it for cash flow. Manage for profit, operate for cash flow. Now that I've revealed all five financial mysteries, you should have a better handle on the relationship between cash, profit, accounting, and the impact of time on all financial aspects of business. This is very important. I wrote an article about that, The Three Clocks of Small Business. You can find that on my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And you should be able, now with these financial mysteries, you should be able to remain part of that other business statistics, the millions of successful, profitable, sustainable small businesses, the ones that aren't in jeopardy or going out of business. And now those financial mysteries are no longer mysteries to you, right? So let's put all those financial mysteries into one short, handy sentence. Buy low, sell high, keep track. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.